This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, we're joined now by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And PJ, it's always great to have you on. It's great to get some winners out of you as we talk every week about your best bets in college and in pro football. And once again, this weekend, we have another unbelievable slate of games on Saturday to look forward to, including Texas and Georgia. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, guys. Great week of football. I know we were all excited for the college slate last week. Guys, it might even be better this week. Like, the games are really good. I know we're going to talk some NFL, too. Bunch of great NFL games. So, great week of football. Georgia, Texas, I think, is going to be awesome. It's kind of crazy where this line is headed, guys. Texas, early in the week, they reopened as 3.5-point favorites. And then maybe about an hour and a half ago, a group came in to hit Texas. They're all the way up to 5 now against Georgia. So a lot of people like this Texas team. I understand why. They looked really good. My thing is just Texas hasn't played anybody yet. You know, they haven't played an offense that can throw the football. You look at their two wins over Power 4 opponents. Michigan had Davis Warren and Alex Orji starting at quarterback. Both of those guys have been benched ever since. They're going with Seth Tuttle now because they can't throw. And then Oklahoma last week were without their top 5 receivers. Their O-line was banged up. Their quarterback was making his second career start. So Texas is good. My thing is we just really don't know how good they are. Georgia, we know, has played people. I mean, they played Clemson. They played Bama. They played Kentucky. They're battle-tested. And, guys, you know, when you get a team like Georgia, this is the first time they're an underdog in their last 50 games. Wow. When you get a team like that, that's not used to being an underdog, it just feels like those teams, players, whether it's like a Mahomes, whether it's a Nick Saban, when they're in their roles, it tends to bring the best out of them. So I do like Georgia this week plus the points, and I take a shot with them on the money line as well. It feels like a lot of people are down on Georgia, and when we're down on a team like Georgia, that's when I tend to like to buy in.
Yeah, PJ Glasser, your host, has sent it in. That's not the only matchup, certainly, this week, although that is the best maybe. We've got Alabama and Tennessee, and Alabama 2 weeks ago getting shocked by Vanderbilt, and you figured, oh, last week, they won, but it wasn't all that convincing over South Carolina. So here are the Crimson Tide. How do you like this week against Tennessee? How do you view this matchup, PJ?
So, guys, as you know, I'm an Alabama grad, so me and my buddies, you know, before the season starts, we all talk about our predictions and how we think the season's going to play out, and I thought that Bama would always lose this game, right? I was going back and forth on certain games, the Georgia game, LSU coming up in a couple weeks, maybe they'd have a tough game at home against like a Missouri or somebody like that, but I always thought they would lose this game to Tennessee. Now that we're here, though, I kind of like Bama in the game for a couple reasons. The first one being Kellen DeBoer showed us last year at Washington, and now he showed us at Bama through his first six games that he just plays to the level of his competition. Like, that's what his teams do. Washington was undefeated last year going to the national championship game against Michigan, guys. But up until that, they had played 10 straight games that were decided by 10 points or less. Didn't matter whether it was a top five matchup, whether it was an unranked team. His Washington team always played to the level of their competition. And now you're seeing that with Bama this year, right? Obviously looked good against Georgia. And then the last two games against Vandy and South Carolina, they played down to those two teams. The thing, though, that people aren't talking about enough is just how good DeBoer is in big games, right? When you get these heavyweight matchups, these top 10 showdowns, he's excellent in those games. He was 6-1 last year in ranked matchups. He beat Dan Lanning twice. He beat Sark. And now, obviously, we saw him beat Kirby Smart this year. So I think Bama and DeBoer, they play to the level of their competition. I expect them to be good against Tennessee this week. And, guys, also, like, Tennessee, I think stylistically doesn't match up well with Bama. Vandy in South Carolina, I think, gave him so much issue because they're teams that want to drain the clock, right? They don't hike it until there's two or three left on the play clock. They want to go on 15, 16-minute drives, keep Bama's defense on the field. Tennessee only knows one speed. They just want to go hyper fast. And I actually think the tempo is going to help Bama to get their offense on the field as much as possible. That's what they want. So anything under 3 or 3, I like the Tide. If it starts going to 3.5, I'd stay off, but I like Bama to win the game.
All right, LSU, Arkansas, we got another SEC matchup here to pay attention to. What do we make of what's become of LSU and Arkansas season so far?
Upset of the week, guys. I like Arkansas +3. Horrible spot for LSU coming off the overtime win against Ole Miss. The fans stormed the field. Their next two games after this are at A&M and home against Alabama. And all you got in between this is a trip to Fayetteville. Arkansas, nobody's talking about it, guys. This team should be undefeated. They gave away a game early in the season to Oklahoma State. They lost a 4 by to Texas A&M, a game they very easily could have won. And then, of course, they had the upset against Tennessee at home. They're coming off a bye week. So I really like Arkansas. Their quarterback, Taylen Green's playing really well this year. Their defense has been excellent so far. Arkansas is a good team, and their full attention is going to be on LSU, where I don't know what kind of Tigers team we're going to get coming off that emotional win at Ole Miss and the games they have coming up on deck. So definitely take Arkansas. You're getting the key number of 3. I'd take some money line as well, too, guys. I think Arkansas wins.
PJ, the one matchup I'm going to give you here where – I hop inside the mind of PJ Glasser. Tell me I'm right here, all right? USC and Maryland. Also, wait a second. This is one of those new rivalries. It's so strange, right? USC has to go across the country. They're coming off an emotional loss to Penn State. Maryland hasn't been all that good. They just got smacked by Northwestern. So Maryland, USC, the Trojans giving 7.5. PJ, if I had to guess, you're going to say that's too many points here. What does the real PJ Glasser have to say?
Gene, you would be correct. You know me well after all these hits that I've been doing. It's just, right? I mean, guys, like USC, a brutal loss to Penn State last week. We were on the Trojans. They covered the spread for us. I thought we'd get a great performance out of them. We certainly did. They were up 2 touchdowns at halftime. Should have won the game outright. Just another brutal loss for Lincoln Riley and USC, right? Now they got to get on a plane. They got to travel across the country. We talked about last week how bad Big Ten teams have been doing that of having to travel where the time change is 2 or more hours, right? And obviously USC's got a 3-hour time change this week. And Maryland guys, Mike Locksley, their head coach, you know I live in the area. The fan base is fed up. Coming off a bye week, you're 10-point favorites. You lose by 20 at home to Northwestern. Like, it's just, it's the same year. It's the same season every year for the Terps. They're great in September, and then you get into conference play in October and November. The wheels just fall off the bus. So Locksley has to win this game. If he wants any chance of saving his job, he's got to win. So I just love when we're getting a team like this that's desperate. They're not looking to cover. They're looking for the upset. And USC, I think, still reeling a little bit from giving away that game against Penn State. So give me the Terps plus the points. And maybe sprinkle a little money line as well.
All right, let's shift gears to the NFL's slate of games here coming up. Week 7 gets underway tomorrow night. But let's start with the game that we're spending the most time talking about here on our show here in the Sports Bar, PJ, and that's the Bills back in the 1 o'clock slot, back at home after a 3-game road trip, taking on the Titans. And right now, depending on where you're looking, favored by as many as 9, 9.5. I have a feeling you're going to say that's too many points to give the Titans.
Yeah, if I were to bet this game, I would take Tennessee. I don't know if I could pull the trigger, though, because of Will Levis, guys. I mean, he is bad. I know we talk about, like, Deshaun Watson and some of these other quarterbacks. Man, Will Levis, it's painful watching him. I bet the Titans a lot this season. But, you know, it's just, I mean, you guys know, like, think about how many big games the Bills have had to play to start their season. They've had 4 primetime games already. They had to play the Thursday night game against the Dolphins, the Sunday night game against the Ravens, the Monday night game against the Jags and the Jets. I mean, they've had to get up for game after game. They're coming off of a 3-game road trip, and now you got to play a 1 o'clock CBS game in a sleepy spot against maybe the worst quarterback in the NFL in Will Levis. So, I mean, if I had to bet the game, I'd bet Tennessee. Like, we know how well these big dogs have been doing. I think Buffalo wins, but, you know, certainly they have not looked like the same team the last 3-4 weeks that we saw in the first 2 weeks. I think the Titans can hang around. If I had to bet it, I'd take the points. But, man, with Will Levis starting at quarterback, I can't tell you guys definitively that it's like one of my favorite bets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I look, BJ, I the word sleepy, though, I do think the Bills get a big bounce being back at home after having to go here and there and everywhere. I don't think they overlooked this opponent. If it were kind of a back-to-back, perhaps there's going to be some other games on the Bills' schedule, maybe. Perhaps the Colts game in a few weeks in Indy could be one of those. Heck, maybe even the Dolphins 2.0 if Tua comes back, but I don't know, man. I just think that with the how this team has had to go everywhere, the fact that they haven't played a Sunday home game, this is what people in Western New York like, PJ, the Sunday 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point, Gene. And, you know, obviously with the Amari Cooper trade, I think that'll have them all fired up as well, trying to get him going in the offense. It's really, that's what it's all about. It's all about the Bills. I mean, if they show up and they treat this game with the energy that they had on Monday against the Jets, like, they're going to win and they're going to cover. If they don't take Tennessee seriously, then the Titans are going to keep this game close. So that's why the spread is as big as it is, and that's the risk that you take. Yeah. You know, if you like Buffalo, then obviously you think they're going to show up. If you like Tennessee, then you're banking on the Bills being sloppy. So, I mean, you guys know 9's a ton of points in the NFL. These dogs have been doing so well. It's a fair point, Gene. I would lean Tennessee, though. Look, maybe the Bills in a teaser, right? Just tease them down to -3, honestly. That might be the way to go in the game.
Yeah.
PJ, we know that you have a lot of stats, and some of these stats are kind of like hidden gems, and you'll share them with us, and they'll blow our minds, and they end up usually coming to fruition. I don't feel like this is a hidden stat, but it is noteworthy when the Chiefs play the Niners in a rematch of the Super Bowl this weekend. That's Andy Reid being 21-4 out of the bye week, the best in NFL history, and the Niners this weekend. Which direction are you leaning in this one?
I mean, not only are we getting Andy Reid off a bye danger, we're getting Mahomes as an underdog too, and he's 11-1-1 against the spread. So, I mean, look, I know a lot of people are going to see the Chiefs as underdogs and immediately bet the Chiefs, and it's like, why are the Niners favored? McCaffrey's still not playing. They've been up and down this season. I think maybe people will use the Super Bowl revenge angle, but I mean, like you said, Andy Reid off a bye, Mahomes is an underdog. Like, even if we just got one of those things, I'd be on Kansas City. But the fact we're getting both of them, I'll take the Chiefs. I think what's scary about Kansas City, guys, is they've been winning all these games and have been playing like their C game, right? So off of a bye now, get a little bit healthier, obviously get amped up knowing that you got to play another one of the best teams in the NFL in San Francisco. I like the Chiefs on Sunday.
Let's talk about Jordan Love for a second. Somebody that, oh, he's hurt. He's gone for the year. No, he's back. And now is he back? I'm sure you've seen this stat, too, that he's only one of 10 quarterbacks in NFL history to have a multiple TD streak of 10 games. And here he is going for number 11 in a game where we expect a lot of points. From a fantasy perspective, this is enticing. The line's also a little fishy. At least I think it is, PJ. You tell me, because I would think the Packers only giving 3 at home against the Texans. Yes, the Texans are a good team, certainly, but it looks too enticing. So how do you view this matchup here, Houston at Green Bay?
I do like Green Bay, actually, Gene. I think that they're ascending right now. You know, they're starting to get healthy. Last week against Arizona, I mean, they won that game by 3 scores, guys. It really wasn't even that close. I mean, they dominated. Love looked great. Defense was forcing turnovers. They're healthy now. Love's back to himself. The receiving core is back. Defense is playing well. And, you know, Houston's still without Nico Collins. We were making a big deal of that last week heading into the New England game, thinking that could be a little bit of a letdown for Houston. They score 40 points. They look great. Not as much talk this week, but I think in a game where you're going to need to score, missing Nico Collins is what's going to hurt Houston. You know, they were fortunate that New England had 4 turnovers last week to really set up some easy scoring drives for them to get going. Green Bay's not going to do that this week. So anything under 3, I actually do like Green Bay, 2.5, 3 points. It's going to be a good game. Houston is a team I've been looking to fade, though, here recently because they've been winning, but they just haven't been convincing. Before last week, they were 4-1 with a score differential of -4. And you think about the NFC North, I mean, how good that division has been. Chicago played them tough. They covered the spread, only lost by 6. And then Minnesota blew the doors off of Houston. So now they got to go up against another NFC North team in Green Bay on the road. I like the Packers.
All right, this one I'm genuinely curious to see which direction you're leaning, PJ, because it's a game that I don't think anybody's really paying attention to, but it is a compelling matchup. And one of the teams that really is kind of like in control of their division, the Falcons at home, they're 3-point favorites with Seattle coming in.
It's going to be a really good game. I like the over. That's my favorite bet. If you guys go back and look at Geno Smith's history when he's indoors, when he's in a dome, it's ridiculous. I mean, he puts up like 30 points a game consistently. Look at what he did on Monday night a couple weeks ago against Detroit. Like, Geno indoors is elite. And that Seattle defense has been struggling recently, the last 3 games during this losing streak. Atlanta's offense is starting to get rolling. So the over is the bet I like, and I do like Seattle +3 as well. A good buy low on the Seahawks, right? They've dropped 3 straight, but they're getting an extended week playing on Thursday against the Niners. Historically, Seattle's been great on the East Coast. Like, I feel like those NFC West teams, guys, that travel to the Eastern time zone usually play really well. So Geno indoors, good buy low spot in Seattle, dropping 3 in a row. I think they're going to be tough against Atlanta. So if you can grab the three, take Seattle. I like the over as well. I think it's going to be a shootout.
Hey, PJ, while you're talking about that game, just because you're mentioning how you like the over and you like the Seahawks with the points, is this a game that's a candidate to middle? Could you do a three-leg same-game parlay here and maybe like middle this game out a little bit if you mess around with the point spread?
I think you definitely could. I always like looking for that stuff. I think the over, it keeps climbing, so just be careful. I think as long as it's under 52, should be good. It opened 49.5. Now it's up to 51. Anything under 52 is good. The plus three with Seattle's good. So, yeah, I mean, try and get the middle, try and get a parlay and correlate some different things. I think that's a great game to do it. Anytime you have an over game, which I think we're going to get, I think parlays are great. Add some props in there, anytime touchdowns. This is the kind of game for all the people out there who have their fantasy teams. If you have guys on Seattle or Atlanta on your roster, I think it'd be a good week to start them.
PJ, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask if you had a thought tonight on game three of the NLCS. And I mean, for the New York Mets and their starting pitcher, how could you go wrong tonight?
Gino, I like Luis Severino and the Mets tonight on the money line. I think they get the job done. Guys, the bet is in game four. I think it's going to be 2-2 and then headed into game five. Whoever wins tonight, I like the other team in game four, but I like the Mets. I thought they would bounce back in game two because that's what they've done the whole postseason, and they did. And Citi Field, Gene, as you know, is going to be on fire tonight. It's going to be rocking. I think Sevy pitches well. I like the Mets, -105.
Okay, so you go Mets tonight for game three. Game four, you take the opposite. You go with the Dodgers, which sets up a 2-2 series for game five. In which direction are you leaning game five?
I think we're going Mets, guys. I think we're getting a Subway World Series, which is going to be crazy, like we did back in 2000.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the way we're headed, all New York World Series.
PJ Glasser, if you want more of his content, PJ, tell everybody about Send It In.
1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, guys, every Monday through Friday. You can check out Send It In. It's 30 minutes, fast-paced. We go through a little bit of everything. You can watch us on twitch.tv/BeckQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports as well. So, make sure you check it out. Tune in. Great time of year, guys. I mean, we were talking about it last week. Like, October, there's so much to talk about. And it's been awesome. So make sure you can tune in 1 p.m. Eastern Time every Monday through Friday.
He is the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Buddy, thanks for the time as always. Talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Thanks, PJ.
Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
About that possible Subway series, they're doing the projections for ticket prices on the secondary market. If it's the Yankees, that would be 4 times the amount they would project as opposed to the Guardians. So Guardians, Dodgers, Guardians, Mets. Look, if you're a Met fan, it'd be really a lot of fun to have a Subway Series. But also, if you're a Met fan, it might be a little more affordable if you wanted it.
So it's the difference of whether or not you want to be a blue-collar World Series or a white-collar World Series, right? I mean, like the corporate guys and the billionaires out there, the millionaires that you know in your life, maybe can swing tickets for a Yankees World Series. But if the Guardians make it, your bank account probably enjoys that a little bit more.
Danger, you somehow got in Guardians Cubs. Now, I would have thought everybody in that, you've got your connections for
right. I have some connections, and I have different ins that can get me the price that I can afford.
So for anybody that's thinking, hey, I want to go down there to see the Yankees in the ALCS, what was that experience like being an opposing fan in a playoff game in Cleveland?
It's funny. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Yankee fans would travel just as well as Cub fans did. So you really kind of take over the ballpark. I mean, I was there for Game 6 of the 2016 World Series, and I didn't feel intimidated, worried, nothing. I mean, Cleveland fans were there, obviously, but, and they were up in the series, but there were so many Cubs fans there, that it really didn't feel like there was a home field advantage. It felt like a neutral site.
Maybe part of it too was like, who hates the Cubs?
Right.
We were
there
the
to
Cubs.
Watch history. Hopefully watch history. And at the time, if I remember correctly, the Cubs needed that one. They were down 3-2 in that series, and they needed right. that win in Game 6.
Right.
And they blew the doors off of the then Indians, right? They were still the Indians.
They were still the Indians, and you could have gone to Game 7, but you came back.
Well, Game 7 was the following night. I gave Rex Ryan my tickets. I think he took the bus and drove to Cleveland.
Can we just pause? The current head coach of the Buffalo Bills was out past midnight. I don't know. Like the Rex Ryan experience is like whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing, but like you're basically the CEO of a team, and yeah, I'm gonna go.
We wanted to go watch the Game 7 of the World Series. It's a short drive. Somebody probably pitched up. You know what it was? It was probably Wales. Wales was probably like, hey, it's an easy drive. Let's go. Let's all go. Let's jump in the limo bus and let's go to Game 7. What do you say? We got an in. Let's go.
I'm not getting ahead of myself, by the way, when it comes to the Mets. I'm the guy, and I said this on the air when we got back from Labor Day, when you and I were in the car driving back from Syracuse.
You thought the guy was crazy.
I thought the guy was crazy on WFAN. I'm going to have to look up who actually that host
was
and
he
apologize.
Was going on and on and on, and this is at the very beginning of September. The Mets are going to make the World Series. The Mets are going to win the World Series. They have a team of this is a team of destiny.
What was my reaction?
You're like, this guy's a quack. Yeah, I didn't know what he's talking about.
What are you talking about?
And I'm trying to remember the points he was making that maybe when you look at it now in retrospect, God, he was right? He was right? Was he right all along? Is that really what this team is? I like them tonight too. I think that'll be fun at Citi Field. It's a different atmosphere. It's a fun atmosphere. I saw the billboard that they posted. I think they posted it in Times Square. And I know I bag on you and on Mets fans an awful lot, and I call you social misfits and all this other stuff. But when I saw this, I'm like, I can't be mad at this. This is just fun. It's just so much fun. And it was the
I haven't seen this. What is it?
It was a billboard that basically said it wasn't, I'm paraphrasing, it wasn't fade, it wasn't karma, it was Grimace. And it's a picture of Grimace wearing the Mets hat on the mound throwing out the first pitch. And it was an ad for McDonald's. It was McDonald's taking credit for the Mets being in the ALCS. It was a fun billboard. I saw it. I'm like, all right, if that's true, if that's in Times Square, wherever that picture is, I'm like, that's fun. I can't really be angry.
I will keep my word, Danger. If somehow the Mets make the World Series, I haven't dressed up for Halloween since I did it once in college. I will come in as Grimace that day.
I love it. What a treat for anybody watching the live stream on our YouTube channel. It's
so
a fan of Rochester.
Weird.
Yeah, the billboard in Times Square is a McDonald's billboard, and it's a picture of Grimace with his baseball mitt and his Mets hat, and it just says, it wasn't luck, it wasn't fate, it was Grimace. It's perfect. It's a great billboard. It's a great campaign, and it's fun. I kind of like want to see that happen. That would be a lot of fun if it was to end up being a Subway Series and the Mets were in there. That would be That would be quite the story. We'd have to find out who that FAN host was that was making us laugh at the beginning of September. Now we're like, ooh, God, he was kind of onto something. Wow. We'll take a break here and come back. We'll have Spencer German from our Odyssey Sports sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, stopping by in a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about what the Bills are getting in Amari Cooper. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in Cleveland with not just the Browns, more specifically, let's talk about the Guardians and the Yankees in that series. And a couple more things to get to here in a little bit, including Tom Brady getting a unanimous vote by the NFL's owners to become a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. It's time for the charade to end. It's time to make a decision if you're Tom Brady.
Can you recover if Buck and Aikman are pointing at you and laughing at you, basically? It's one of the final word here, I guess, on Monday Night Football, and we had so much yesterday, but it is something that certainly is a concern moving forward.
And we're celebrating an anniversary today. Or I'm celebrating an anniversary today. 18 years ago, 18-year anniversary of a very, very special moment in my fandom of my favorite team. And I will explain what that is and why today is significant. That's all coming up next. Join us anytime at 866-4326. We're at The Fan Rochester on X as well.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.